right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Dr. Cecil Austin is on the line. Hey, Doc, let me just get right to it and why I wanted to have you on this morning. The killings that are happening in our community. The killings that are happening in our communities over the last 2+ years, the record-breaking killings, the killings of children, huh?
Okay, I'm trying to stay with you. You're talking about that happening over the last couple of years. Whoa.
No, it's been happening much longer, but it's increased exponentially from the times when there was 100 killings in our community to now well over 209 last year. We're at the rate right now, and at 39, we're already 20 over this time last year. So the flat out just savagery of what's happening in your and my community, what can you attribute that to, man? We were never like that before. Not to that degree. So what would you attribute that to?
Well, it probably comes down to what I was talking about, a sense of ownership that this is mine.
But Doc, they don't have many people who are doing the killing don't have anything. So, you know, so my point is the anger and hatred that has built up. And part of that is because, again, people don't, you know, the things that you say, they don't have things. And,
you know, anger, you know, feeling like you've been deprived of something that is yours, feeling like you've been mistreated. Human beings have a tendency to fight back.
And if the only people that you are around, you're in a society or in a group where the only people around you that you can strike out at are your own people, well, is that part of why these numbers continue to go up?
I would say so. I'm amazed at the amount of violence that in the news of related people.
Elaborate.
The way we're hearing about people getting into physical confrontations that know each other or may even be related. Is a good example. I mean, man, we're seeing it in the schools. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm getting something else here. Spam risk. Incoming call spam risk.
Let me say this, man. Ignore that. But okay, so when you're telling us and talking about the reason that they're striking out with people that they know and people that they love, those are the people that they're around. And that's why if it's a family member, whatever it is, and then the easy accessibility to weapons, what role does that play?
Well, if you got a weapon, you got something to use. If you want to destroy somebody, you need a weapon. If you want to defend yourself against people attacking you, you need a weapon.
Okay. Well, Doc, I want to thank you, man, for taking the time out and having a little dialogue, a little conversation with us.
It's an interesting topic for me because you're talking about people, and I'm a psychologist. you know. You think the world is changing?
Well, not the world. You mean the world itself or the people in the world?
The people in the world. Do you think people are changing?
Oh, you know, factually, absolutely, they're changing. There's no question about that, is there?
Yeah. I'm not sure they're changing. People have always been what we expect them to be when we know their history. Even the individual, when we know their history, we can predict some kinds of behavior.
You know, I guess it's based on the fact that you are seeing this thing through a much deeper level than I could ever see it, because it's hard for me to just say, well, somebody just blew somebody away for little or no reason and just accept that it's, well, that's how people are. You know, I guess I can never accept that. People make choices, and when people make the choice,
you're supposed to feel better when you know that somebody that's causing you pain is no longer around.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's not, you know, that sounds pretty simplistic, because everybody doesn't do that. Now, everybody who has those kind of feelings, those feelings aren't universal, that I've got to pick up something and take somebody's life. You know, people are different. You can't.
Where in the world do you know that this doesn't happen?
Repeat that.
Name me a place in the world where this doesn't happen.
Well, the killing aspects of it, you know, we lead the world in that kind of thing, where people have access to these weapons and are killing each other. You know, you can go to Canada and they don't have access to those kind of weapons, and little, if any, murders are taking place. You know, it depends on where you are.
Doesn't take much to murder somebody. Doesn't take much to kill somebody. Doesn't take much to kill an enemy that somebody you're looking upon as an enemy.
So you're right about that, but it is a lot more likely when you have your hands on a revolver or a rifle or something like that. It's a whole lot easier, and the sheer numbers of people being killed in our country outnumber many other places.
Sure. Human beings are known for their ability to get tools.
Okay, Doc. Hey, Doc. Thank you very much for the time. We'll talk soon. Really appreciate it. Dr. Cecil Austin. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.